The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about the importance of preventative health screening, sexual health education, and HIV STI treatment and prevention with the team at the Ally Care Center. And our guests are Dr. Rebecca Glassman. Dr. Glassman is a primary care physician with a focus in the primary care of patients living with HIV and those at risk of HIV. She's a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and earned her medical degree at Tufts University School of Medicine. At Westchester Medical Center, she is the medical director of the Ally Care Center, providing comprehensive medical care and wraparound services to patients with HIV and patients at risk for HIV. The clinic is an inclusive space for members of the LGBTQ plus community to receive general primary care, including gender-affirming hormone therapy. Dr. Glassman continues to serve as a clinician educator, training medical students, internal medicine residents, and fellows, in addition to her multidisciplinary team. And also with us today is Liam Bohan. Liam is peer coordinator at the Ally Center. So Dr. Glassman and Liam, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Hello.
It's good to have you. So let's start with the basics, if you would. Could you tell us what the Ally Care Center is and how and why it was established, where it's located, and who it primarily serves?
Absolutely. So the Ally Care Center is a comprehensive primary care clinic focused on providing preventative health services to the LGBTQ community, inclusive of HIV, hepatitis, and STI screening, prevention, and treatment, as well as access to gender-affirming hormone therapy and care. The Ally Care Center was actually initially established as the AIDS Care Center at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic. It was initially an inpatient service and gradually transitioned to an outpatient service. But with the incredible change in HIV treatment and management, with people living healthier and longer, the Ally Care Center really started to become a place to provide comprehensive primary care to address all of the healthcare needs of its patients. And because we realized that the predominant individuals that were being served, both for HIV treatment as well as HIV prevention, were members of the LGBTQ community, we wanted to expand our services to welcome all, regardless of their HIV status or need for HIV treatment or prevention services, to create a safe place because our team members had that expertise in creating a safe and inclusive space.
Mm-hmm.
We are located in Westchester County, adjacent to Westchester Medical Center in an outpatient building of Westchester Medical Center.
That's great. And how does the center address the specific healthcare needs and challenges faced by LGBTQ plus individuals?
I think partly it's really about addressing all of the needs of any individual in an open-minded way. It's about creating a space to answer or ask the questions in a non-binary format to allow patients to provide open-ended answers about their gender identity and their sexual orientation. And when doing so, patients are more likely to disclose important information and important healthcare needs. We are, again, addressing all of the healthcare needs of the individuals that we care for, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. But we want to make sure that people feel comfortable here. And so all of our staff from the front desk on are trained in asking those open-ended questions and creating a welcoming and inclusive space. But what we are doing here is really making sure that we're addressing all healthcare needs, from preventative health, including vaccinations and cancer screenings, and being mindful of cancer screenings might be different based on what somebody's gender assigned at birth is compared to what their current gender identity is, and how that might affect the timing of their screening and the need for their specific screenings.
It seems like that in-depth, comprehensive approach is something that's needed in all primary care practices, you know, when you think about it, right? Because I know for myself, the only time I see my doctor, and I guess it's a blessing in a way, is, you know, when, for my annual exam or when something, when I'm not feeling well, which is rare. But in the meantime, I don't think he has a whole lot of understanding of like my, the big picture of my health, you know, and I know that in the public health world, you know, we know that you can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to thrive. You really have to, you know, you have to take into account all the challenges, barriers, and opportunities for better health as well.
Yeah, I think something really important that you said there is really the surrounding context. And that's one of the most unique parts of the structure of our clinic. In addition to myself and the other medical providers that are part of our team, we also have an interdisciplinary team that includes a mental health team, psychiatrists, psych NP, psychologists, and a licensed mental health counselor, and case managers. And the case managers really are adept at addressing all of what we call the social determinants of health, all of the other things that might be impacting somebody's ability to adhere to medications, come into medical appointments, and live a healthy life, and trying to provide access to community resources that might help them with those issues, including transportation, access to food, assistance with housing, and they're really thinking about training for jobs. And so that wraparound is what is creating really the meaningful connection to the clinic and the staff that are members of the clinic. And I think helping our patients to be so much more successful in their healthcare outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great approach, really. I mean, honestly, I wish more practices would do that and more hospitals and others would do that, because it's really badly needed. You know, it's so, the system is so fragmented in the way it exists today. And is that, does that also tie into the advantage of being part of a larger hospital system, like a network, like a Westchester Medical Center and the Health Alliance?
Well, I think the advantage there is the access to such thoughtful specialists across the network and the ability to identify, at least for us, who are going to be the affirming specialists for our patients, because we want to make sure that when we're referring patients, we know that they're not going to feel stigmatized by their sexual orientation, gender identity, or healthcare conditions. And so being a part of such a robust healthcare network, we're able to know who are those specialists that we can feel comfortable referring our patients to, and allows us to create collaboration and close communication with those providers.
And I know this question isn't in the notes, but maybe Liam, you could even chime in here in terms of, is there a lot of stigma? I mean, I'm assuming there is, but even in your own experience, have you seen that in talking to your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've even felt that stigma. And I think it was almost a blessing, which is crazy to say with HIV, because I found the clinic that was so affirming and was seeing my friends. My friend actually, you know, recommended this clinic to me. So they were already, you know, got the word out to my community. But for sure, and especially now with, you know, treatments and medications that are being, you know, taken away, or doctors who are threatened with legal action and things like that. And, you know, there's bigotry everywhere. So a doctor can have their own thoughts and then impose them upon, you know, their patients, which is pretty unethical. And I think there's a pretty large percentage, especially transgender people, you know, they are going to doctors and trying to find doctors for care. But 26% of them, you know, will deny or refuse those services.
And is there like a social community that's results from being part of this clinic as well? I mean, do you have friendships been established and relationships as a result of that? I mean,
For sure. We have an LGBT support group that I run, and you know, right now we're in Pride time, so I make sure everyone in my groups know when all the events are, and we've seen them come out together. They've made friends through group, and they've come to events together. But more than just group, you know, we're out in the community talking to the LGBT community and working with local LGBTQ centers. So our name is known around the area, and if people don't have access, they know that there's, you know, someone to go to.
I'm sure it's extremely well received in the community. This is a great resource, and we want to learn a lot more about it. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back soon.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about the importance of preventative health screenings, sexual health education, and HIV-STI treatment and prevention with the team at the Ally Care Center. And our guests are Dr. Rebecca Glassman, who's director of the Ally Care Center, and Liam Bohan, who is peer coordinator at the center. So, Dr. Glassman, or even Liam, can you share any particular success stories or memorable experiences from patients who have received care at the center?
I think a few cases are coming up, Vincent, and I'm thinking in two different categories, if that's okay. So I'd love to share two.
Absolutely.
The first is in providing affirming care. When I joined the practice 4 years ago, there was a patient who had been receiving HIV prevention services for several years and had been questioning their gender identity, but had not felt comfortable identifying as a female nor moving forward with gender affirming hormone therapy, because she didn't want to disclose that information to her family members. And we worked really closely with this individual over many, many months, and ultimately connected her with our licensed mental health counselor. And it was astonishing to me that in just a few sessions, they were able to create a script and a safe way for that individual to disclose her gender identity to her mother. And immediately I got an email, "Hi, I'm ready to start hormones." And we've watched her flourish in so many ways over the last 2 years of being on affirming hormone therapy. She's an active member of Liam's LGBTQ group. She has really connected with her family members in the way that she feels comfortable and is identifying as a female, which was how she internally felt before, but now can externally present. And that's really meaningful. At our recent Pride event, what I thought was most exciting is she brought her mother to the event. And that to me really, really felt wonderful to see how far she had come individually. But I really do want to give credit to the multidisciplinary team that supported her in that process. The other success stories that come to mind also have to do with really the multidisciplinary team. Our case managers work tirelessly to find resources for patients, and we do have an aging patient population with over 55% of our patients living over the age of 50 years old. And we have, in the last 2 years, developed a memory support group, which is run by speech and pathology students at New York Medical College. And what has been incredible is that there is community developing within that group, which was actually the intention. Yes, it was intended to help to boost memory for our aging population, but it was also meant to alleviate some of the loneliness that some of our patients were experiencing. And they have created their own community. And similarly, we are excited to see that those individuals come out to events together and have really created a support system of their own. And that's really heartwarming.
It's social connectivity is such a critical element. It's really recognized by the public health community as the single most significant factor in ensuring not only individual health, but community health and wellness. That's really great. So when you refer patients out to other healthcare providers or other programs, whatever, do you still maintain the oversight of that, or is it just like send them out and then see you back here in a couple of months kind of thing? Do you coordinate the care itself?
Yeah, our case managers, including Liam, are in really close communication with both the patients and the specialists to ensure that the patients have made the connection. They make the appointments for the patients, they arrange the transportation for the patients, and then make sure that those appointments are followed through on. And then we are working together to figure out what the plan is going forward for that patient and make sure that we receive all the notes and have a clear picture. You know, I think part of being a primary care physician is that collaboration. And sometimes the thing that is most important for patients is for me to sort of translate what happened at a specialist visit into their terminology. So it's sort of, this is what the doctor said, here's what I'm seeing in the notes, but let me translate what's important to you here moving forward and how can we assist you moving forward.
So that segues into the next question. So do you see the Ally Center as being the model for present and the future of care for LGBTQ people?
Yeah, I 100% do. You know, I work here, but I'm also a patient here. And, you know, the responses I've seen, not only from patients here, but, you know, people who have seen us outside in the community at events, you know, just say that this is critically needed and it's something that they haven't seen before. You know, you can have a doctor who's gay and can affirm you, but they're not there to treat the whole person. You know, and it's hard to get a doctor's appointment, but when you have a team like this, you know, we're able to say, hey, we're calling from the doctor's office and my patient needs some help. You know, we get that care quicker for them. You know, and everyone on staff is an ally or part of the queer community. And I think that's vital in caring for queer people is hiring people in the community. You know, you can be an ally, but you don't know the struggles or the stigma that we face. And we're able to, as a queer person in the clinic, relay this information to the rest of the care team, things that they wouldn't know about the community, things like drugs or different, you know, things that are going on in the parties and in the clubs and things like that. online, you know, whatever it may be. So I think we're definitely, you know, a blueprint for LGBTQ clinics. You know, it's not just about the care, it's about caring for the person.
You know, and this reminds me a little bit, and it's kind of analogous to the work that we did here in Ulster County with our opioid prevention task force, where we found that there were a lot of really good organizations and people doing really great work out there, but very little connecting of the dots and very little communications between them, so that people would get, they'd slip into the cracks. You know, they'd fall, they were supposed to get to a follow-up appointment, or they were supposed to get, you know, another piece of care, and they never showed up for the appointment or whatever, and then they fell off of everybody's radar screen, and then nobody noticed, and then bad things happened, you know. So having that kind of proactive, in-depth, highly relatable empathy, you know, and care for patients is really remarkable. It's really terrific, you know. So on that note, and you've already touched on, you know, all of the advantages of this model. But Dr. Glassman-Orlean, what would you say to other healthcare providers or organizations that wanted to improve their services for LGBTQ individuals, even if they didn't have, you know, the extent of the program that you have?
I'd say, to repeat myself again, hire queer people, hire people part of the community, and also really connect with the outside community centers and resources, because if you can't help them, at least you can tell them to go someplace that can help them. Yeah, and all clinics aren't going to have the capacity to hire who they want, or they don't have the control of who they want, but, you know, actively trying to hire someone who cares about people in the LGBT community, not just takes a training that says, you know, use the correct pronouns. People can watch that and then do what they'd like. But, you know, really crucial part of the hiring process is weeding out people with biases.
I think
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Such an important point, but I just wanted to add to that, that I think that there are many outward signs that clinics can show that help patients understand that this is a safe place, and making outward signs like, you know, everybody on the staff wearing pronoun pins is a signal to the LGBTQ community that this might be an affirming space, and updating antiquated paperwork so that there aren't binary questions, but rather inclusive questions on the intake paperwork really signals to people, okay, I'm going to be safe here.
And so, Liam, we know that healthcare is really a partnership, right, between the individual and their providers. So what would you say to your peers, LGBTQ individuals, about, you know, advocating for their own healthcare needs and enhancing that relationship with their providers?
I think it's kind of a tough one. You know, I don't immediately have, you know, an answer to that. I think, you know, because individuals come from different life experiences and may not have had the privileges to receive medical care in the past, advocating for, you know, yourself when you've been forgotten about or not cared about can be really difficult. You know, and I mean, you can empower people to find their voice and things like that, but, you know, getting care for anyone is intimidating. I think I would say, you know, it's all about loving yourself and having, you know, this drive to keep living and taking care of yourself. And, you know, if you don't have a healthy body, that, you know, you're not going to be able to continue life, the way you want it. And I mean, it's all about finding your voice, and that's going to be different for each individual. But when it's as easy at a clinic that, you know, already knows the voices and have heard the stories, that it's a little easier to advocate for yourself.
Right.
But I think it's going to be hard for people to advocate for themselves if there's not services for them.
And very quickly, since we are just, we really are about out of time, so how do folks get in touch with you and make appointments, and where can they find more information about the Ally Center?
The Westchester Medical Center website has information about our clinic. If you Google Ally Care Center, ALLY Care Center, at Westchester Medical Center, and our phone number is 914-493-7700.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Glassman and Liam. You are doing amazing work, really, really amazing work, and we're really grateful to have you as part of our community as a resource. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.